You must not compromise your faith. You cannot lower your standards and bring others into the Roman Catholic Church, for you bring in all manner of heresy and abominations. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26. Quote, "Dear children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have arisen, whence we know that it is the last hour. They have gone forth from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they surely would have continued with us. But they were to be made manifest that not one of them is of us. But you have anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to those, as those to those who do not know the truth, but as to those who know it. And because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who disowns the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If that abides in you, which you have heard from the beginning, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has given us, the life everlasting. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 17, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"And Jesus now is looking straight down at me. His eyes are very beautiful, adoring. They seem to be a light that goes right through you. There's no way to explain it. But I feel so much better now. Yes, Jesus, I do feel much stronger and better now. I was certain I would not be able to be on the grounds this evening, but I knew that you wanted me here and Our Lady for reasons, and I knew that you would get me here. Now Jesus is touching his lips again like this, and he's making the sign of the cross with his hand like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child Veronica, I have a mission for you that may not be pleasant. You can reject it when you hear me out, or you can answer yes. What I want you to do, my child, is to reach your bishop, and you will write to him, if not a personal visit, that I will leave up to you, my child. But you will tell your bishop that we in heaven are much distressed by his current action of allowing the Lutheran group to enter upon the cathedral, my church upon earth, the cathedral of St. Agnes. You will tell him that all heaven is distressed by his mistake. You, my child, will pray much for your bishop and all of the bishops of the world. There are so many errors now abounding that it seems almost hopeless to recover those who have lost their faith. Many have left my church upon earth, and this disagrees with the heavenly plan to save all mankind. I become agitated, my child, when speaking of this, because the fault lies mainly with my clergy. The sheep are wandering now, and so few have taken to prayer to save them. The prayer life of the clergy has almost become nil. That means, my child, that they must return to meditation and constant prayer, or much more shall happen to the earth. There will be pestilence anew. There will be earthquakes in many places. The present ones have been nothing compared to what will happen next. There will be a great earthquake in the Los Angeles area and also New York. I told you this before, my children and my child, but I must repeat to you, many prayers are needed now, for the balance is most uneasy. Look up, my child, and tell me what you see over the farthest tree.
We'll pause here for a moment. On October 31st in Augsburg, Germany, the Holy See and the Lutheran World Federation signed a joint declaration on justification by faith. Heaven does not give their approval to this. On December 27, 1975, our Lord said, quote, "In the eternal city of Rome, the light is dim. There is a conspiracy of evil. Holiness must return to the man who represents himself in my name. In the eternal city of Rome, my pastors, you have opened your doors to all manner of heretics and separated brethren. Who shall not join you for the betterment of my church, but to destroy and confuse and bring together a new religion of man, one based on humanism and modernism and Satanism." Unquote. On March 18, 1977, Our Lady said, quote, "O my children, pray much. We do not want to see a division in my son's house. The Roman Catholic Church must remain one. But this does not mean, as the Church of Man states, that you will bring all manner of heretics and separated brethren in. No, my children, that is an error, a delusion from Satan. You cannot change my son's house and bring them in and change for them. They must change and come back to the original rule given by my son and those who were with him in the building of the foundation. I repeat, my child and my children, separated brethren must change. They have protested in the past. They have taken themselves away from the truth and the one true church. They must reject the errors that they have made in the past and come back and start again. They cannot bring their errors into my son's house. You are opening the doors now for all manner of heretics, separated brethren. They do not come to unite with good spirit and heart. They come to take over. They seek to change you, O pastors, who are being deluded. And what do I see in my son's house but separated brethren upon his pulpit, even from the temples of the synagogue of Satan upon his pulpit? And for what? And who are my pastors now that have joined in this plan of destruction? Who ordained some of them? Not legitimate hands. They come to destroy. They come in like rats, burrowing, undermining my son's church. Do you think that you are not being watched? Are you above your Creator that you think you can deceive the world permanently? No, I say unto you, you are being given your time, for you who have given yourselves to Satan are now exposing your true nature to the world. Unquote. There's a saying, Protestants generally are grossly misinformed about the Catholic Church. If Catholics lived their faith as they should, and the Protestants really knew the truth about the Catholic Church, the whole world would be Roman Catholic. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returned. We have a most tremendous book entitled Rome, Sweet Home by Scott and Kimberly Hahn. Scott Hahn was a Protestant theologian who bitterly attacked the Catholic Church. He called the Pope the Antichrist. He called the Catholic Church the Whore of Babylon. He prided himself in taking Catholics away from the Church. He was brilliant, and through his intense search for the truth, he discovered that the Roman Catholic Church is the true Church and converted. Today, Scott Hahn is one of the greatest defenders of the Catholic faith. He is a modern-day St. Paul. Discover what caused Scott Hahn to convert. His conversion is an absolutely beautiful, heartwarming story. Every Catholic and non-Catholic should read this book. The book is so good they should make a movie about it. In a visit to the Vatican, Scott Hahn was invited to attend the private mass of Pope John Paul II. This fantastic book, Rome Sweet Home, costs $13, which includes shipping and handling. Send $13 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We have a friend named Charlie who is a convert, and he bought 30 copies of this book so far to give to his friend. That's how great this book is. For the book Rome Sweet Home, send $13 to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may call our phone number, 616-698-6448, and we take MasterCard, Visa, and American Express. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. The former Protestant theologian, Scott Hahn, tells how out of consuming curiosity, he says, I went to Mass one day. I sat there looking at all those people. I looked at their devotion, their sincerity, taking time out of the middle of the day to worship. And I watched how during the consecration, their heads were lowered, their lips were moving, their hearts were stirring. I went back the next day, and the next, and the next. Within a week or two, I had fallen head over heels in love with the Mass. I was transformed. The Eucharist became, in a sense, the all-controlling, central desire of my life. I can't describe to you the passionate thirst and hunger that came over me day after day as I saw all those people going up and being fed the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have all of the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much more. Tell your family and friends about it. Tell them to visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 17, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing a vision.
Oh, I see St. Michael. I'd know him any place, but oh, he is so large. He covers the whole sky. He has a balance in his hand. It looks like there are gold bars on the right side of the balance, and over on the left, it looks like nothing. And yet, with that nothing, the balance is heavily to the left. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing. Look up, and you will see why. I look high into the sky, and I see all kinds of merriment, dancing and drinking and carrying on, and I see things that cannot be holy because it offends God very much. I cannot repeat them, but I see scenes of carnage. My child, you are only looking upon earth. Should I show you much more that is taking place at this very hour, you would most certainly pass out from the shock. Because, my child, through the years, I have given you knowledge of the evils of the world, but to experience them would be too much for your weak heart. My child and my children, there is another matter that I brought you here this evening for, my child Veronica. I want you to tell the world again and remind them that they must all, naked, an issue among their cardinals and their bishops, that in order to save the world from communism and its fast gallop of the warlike Mongols down after those who are innocent of heart, the fast trod of these hoofs come from, my child, the apocalypse. The red horse is war, and war is in the balance. Next, my child. And what can you do about this? This is my direction from heaven, and we hope, my children, that you will get this out to the world. Unless the bishop and the Holy Father, in unity with all the bishops of the world, unless they consecrate Russia to my mother's immaculate heart, the world will be doomed, because Russia will continue to spread her errors throughout the world, rising up wars and carnage and pestilence and famine. Is this what you want, my children?
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on June 17, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from New York, to whom it may concern, to Our Lady of the Roses. Enclosed is a long overdue gift for Our Lady's workers. I offer this in thanksgiving for all heaven has given me, most especially my conversion, through which the apostolate of the workers was very instrumental, and then that is signed. And I have another, the next party here is from Pennsylvania. To Our Lady's workers, I want to thank you for placing my letter at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. My eye problem started when the eye doctor told me my pressure in my eye was very high, 26. He said I was on the borderline for glaucoma. Well, I didn't know what to do. I was very nervous and made myself sick. Then I started praying to Our Lady of the Roses, and I kept the rose petal from Our Lady's shrine with me wherever I went. Even I held it over my eye. Something told me to go and see another eye doctor right away after I had returned from my old doctor. I thought, why am I doing this when I already know I'm headed for glaucoma? It was like someone was pushing me to do this. Well, to make a long story short, I went to another doctor, and he told me that the pressure was down to 19, and not to worry, I am not even on the borderline of glaucoma, like the other doctor told me. He said I am a normal high, and I know it was all through my prayers and faith and the rose petal. I will not live a day without praise and prayer and thanks to Our Lady of the Roses and to Jesus. Continue your wonderful work, and then that is signed. Now, my next party here is from Pennsylvania, to Our Lady's workers. I want to thank Jesus and Our Blessed Mother for all the blessings that was bestowed on me and my family since my first visit to the shrine. And I had a healing on my left leg while I was at the shrine, but I did not feel anything while there. I had a 2.5-inch cholesterol in my artery above my knee on the left leg, which gave me a great deal of pain. I could not walk more than a half a block. Because no blood flowed down the leg. No blood flowed down the leg. From that time, I walked away from the shrine. I've never had a pain in the calf of my leg since. But for 8 days after I got home, I had a strange feeling in that leg, which it is hard to explain. After 8 days, my left leg felt just as strong as my right leg. I also prayed to the Blessed Mother to help me have to say the rosary. I always prayed for her intercession, but had hard time to say the rosary alone, only when I was with a group. When I was on the bus on my way home saying the rosary with the group, my rosary beads turned to gold. And now I say the rosary alone and with love, knowing Our Blessed Mother is helping me. I put off writing this letter because I felt that I could write a book on Our Lady's blessings. The greatest blessing is my husband. He thought I was crazy to ride 2,000 miles over a weekend to go to the shrine. But since my healing of my leg, he believes. And after 14 years of praying for him to come back to church, last November, we had our home enthroned to the Sacred Heart. He went to confession, and now we go to church together. I am 68 years old with 7 married children, 22 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. So many of us that went to the on the chartered bus last June were strangers, and now we are all friends and wanting to help the Bayside workers, and we do all we can to spread the messages from heaven. God bless all you workers, and then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help continue to spread Our Lady of the Rose's prophecies on the radio. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Rose's medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.